The Anglican Communion has averted a split. The international leaders of the Communion met in London for 2 intense days of discussion on what to do about the Episcopal Church of the United States. In August, the American Church confirmed Gene Robinson to be its first openly gay bishop, sparking outrage from some conservatives. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The rhetoric going into the emergency meeting was so incendiary that many believed it would be nearly impossible to find a compromise. Indeed, when the 37 leaders emerged from Lambeth Palace yesterday, Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, said the conservatives were fed up with the American Church taking Anglicanism in a direction they could not endorse.
Now, it's quite clear from our discussions that issues around homosexuality will continue to be difficult and divisive for the Anglican Communion, as they are for many Christians.
Indeed, the unanimous statement was peppered with surprisingly strong language aimed at pleasing the conservatives. It affirmed that the communion adheres to the traditional view of homosexual behavior, and it said, if the consecration of Robinson proceeds, quote, the future of the communion itself will be put in jeopardy. But Williams also said the Anglican leaders are not like a Supreme Court. They cannot interfere in what America does, nor can they take a vote and expel the Episcopal Church, at least not at this meeting. Instead, they agreed to appoint a commission to study the issue for 1 year. Frank Griswold, the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, agreed with that approach, but he said he has a keen understanding of how upset African and other leaders are about the issue.
And what may in fact be good news to a majority in one province may in fact be bad news somewhere else in the world.
But, he said, the confirmation of one gay bishop should not break the communion.
I do think what binds us together is deeper than some of the things that divide us.
Griswold said he fully intends to attend Gene Robinson's confirmation on November 2nd in New Hampshire. Now, according to conservatives, the leader seemed to invite Robinson to rethink his consecration, to pull back. Jim Naughton says there is no chance of that. He's spokesman for the Diocese of Washington, D.C., and was reached by cell phone on a London street.
He was elected by the people of his diocese. He was confirmed by the bishops of the church. This is our process. This is the way we govern the Episcopal Church and have for 200 years.
Conservatives like Paul Zoll, the dean of a large Episcopal cathedral in Birmingham, Alabama, believe that the leaders planted the seeds for a schism later on. He notes that the international leaders call on the Episcopal Church to let conservative churches in America be under the authority of conservative bishops, even if they're not in the same diocese. That could lead to two separate churches in the United States, in practice, if not in name. Moreover, Zoll predicts, most of the other Anglican churches, especially in Africa, Asia, and South America, will not recognize Robinson as a bishop or even the Episcopal Church as legitimate.
You see, it's a domino effect. So if one diocese says it's out of communion, then all the other dioceses have got to ask the question, and this will inevitably and actually shiver the communion as of that date.
And, he says, lay the groundwork for a worldwide schism. But for now, he and others say, it's time for people to savor the results of the meeting as a victory that the denomination is for now intact. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.